Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Very simple economic impact report on Sunbelt Conference basketball. We had a five-year contract. We've run through four of our five. It's been made exceedingly clear a few points to both us and Michael at the Bay Center from the Sunbelt Conference staff. And one is, if we don't do something about the Bay Center, after 5 years, they're gone. That's 100% fact. Right, Michael? 100% fact.
This is Ray Palmer from Pensacola Sports speaking at the Tourism Development Council meeting on Tuesday. And, of course, a lot of renovations and money was spent on the Bay Center in order to upgrade it, Wi-Fi, what locker rooms, if I remember correctly, and also the digital signboard, which is way better than the original whatever it was that was hanging in the middle of the Bay Center. But he says, look, the problem is the Sun Belt Conference wants to, you know, do really, really good things for their kids, and we are kind of on the fence in terms of being able to retain them if we don't do something substantial to improve the Bay Center even more.
And the other fact is they want to be in Pensacola for another 5, if not 10 years, and they are honestly waiting for this vote sitting in New Orleans right now to see what the commitment is from our county going forward with this building to finish negotiations for another 5 year to bring to, for us to bring forward and settle.
Yeah, because they want to be able to give their kids like a first class experience, basically, like all the big venues. And, you know, even with the flat ticket sales for the Sunbelt Conference, because the teams were not local, you know, they were thrilled with that result. So they want to be here. But the Bay Center as a facility is getting in their way for being able to continue after this next year's worth of the tournament. And so this is where we come to the $10 million, $70 million, $130 million question. The report that came back said that if you really want to make the Bay Center what it should be, it's going to be $130 million, $132, but, you know, what's $2 million among friends? $70-ish if they're going to do, like, the halfway plan. And then 10 if you just want to, you know, caulk and patch, you know, I mean, basically like just bare minimum what you need to do to keep the thing running is going to be $10 million. So they had a big conversation about this. The things that they have done are making it more profitable. Michael Capps, who manages the thing for the county, says they're making about $12,000 more per Ice Flyers game now because of this. But, you know, they came with this $10 million recommendation because the sticker shock of 70 or 130 seemed to be too much for everybody. And basically, Jim Reeves, who sits on the council, he says,
why did you just ask for $10
million? That's what we're here to ask for, sir.
No, I said, why did you just ask for that? Why didn't you ask for the $72 million?
Yeah, I mean, staff recommendation, basically. And he says, look, if I'm going to ask for something, I'm going to ask for something. You know, why not go for the big stuff? Why not get something we really want?
Here's the way I look at it. If I was going to ask somebody for something and I had a choice of $10 million or $132, I'm going to ask for the $132 because I'm a big spender when I don't have any control over the spending of the money anyway.
Which is kind of an interesting take because it seems like he's willing to support spending a fairly massive amount of money and then let the county commissioners be the bad guys who say no to it. I'm not sure that, you know, I think Jim is at a place in his life where he doesn't have to worry too much about the political consequences, but, you know, I'm not sure that a lot of the commissioners are eager to have somebody on the TDC that's willing to say to them, hey, you look embarrassing on our behalf. But then again, in an election year, are the county commissioners going to be eager to say, oh, no, we need to spend $130 million on upgrading a facility that everybody knows is not what it should be, but is also pretty darn expensive to make it what it could be? And are we really getting a lot for that $130 if we do decide to go that, or even for the $70? You know, what would a new one be? Remember, Mobile was putting a $300 million new facility in. Of course, if we decided to do it, probably be more like $400 or $500 because of time delay between we'd actually get that construction going. But Michael Capps says Yeah, we'd love to have a new building. I mean, who would? Everybody would love to have a new $500,000 facility. Durr. Just like we're glad to have a $400 million bridge for comparison. You know, like we would all love to have the cool, shiny new thing. But as we have learned from, you know, Mayor Reeves, Jim's son, DC, you know, buying the thing on the front end is not the same as maintaining it over all the years. The Bay Center is proof of that pudding, right? It's the ongoing maintenance and just keeping it up to standard. It's starting to cost us a lot. And then we talk about the renovations and upgrades in order to make it competitive.
Councilman, we would love to have a brand new building. If you ask Greg with the Ice Flyers, he'd love to have a brand new building to play in.
But the $132 million doesn't get you a brand new building.
No, sir. That just fixes what's in the building.
So if Mobile spent $300 just to fix theirs up, what you're saying is it costs almost $600 million to replace.
With the way construction costs are escalating, yes, sir. That's what we've been told by the architects.
So given that the, you know, like annual budget for Escambia County is what, like 710, nine, something like that, million? You know, what price range are we willing at? And, I mean, is that even the right location for it? I had somebody text me earlier, and we were talking about this, and says, why not, you know, in the Midtown Commerce Park? You know, the vacant Superfund site that's been vacant for all of these years just on north on Palafox. Now, that's not quite in the downtown entertainment district, but it is, you know, a central location, and it would build the city's bustling activity farther north. And certainly Commissioner May, District 3, always looking to, you know, do some kind of economic revitalization. You know, maybe that location makes sense, especially with, you know, activity going on US 29. Now, I don't know. I think we do kind of get locked into thinking of the Bay Center's got to be the location for it. Old Stinky is a location that's come up. I think we, you know, didn't we even try to do this on the Community Maritime Park? Wasn't there one time Quint Studer was trying to do this there to build something there? So we keep having this conversation. And we keep asking this question, well, how much and is it worth it and where does how does the money work and, you know, what would we like to have versus what we can really afford and, you know, sort of what size acts are we going to be able to get if we do this and can we do it inside the Bay Center? You know, what about Pensacon? Pensacon is always bursting at the seams out of the Bay Center and, you know, even, you know, had lots and lots of the events, you know, this time around. We're not all around town, but we're at the Methodist Church, right? And we'll come back and talk about this in a second, but if you're a commissioner, what are you voting for? If you're a commissioner, what are you voting for? Brand new facility, $500 million, big time upgrades, $130 million, medium upgrades, $30 million, or just Band-Aids, $10 million. Or maybe you vote to be like, well, how much is an excavator? You know, how much is a wrecking ball, right? Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives.
We are just seeing some of that typical morning congestion in Pensacola. If you are on Highway 90 going eastbound from Alabama, you should expect some delays. You are clear coming in from Pace and Milton. Some of that morning traffic in 98 from Gulf Breeze coming into downtown and really building up in downtown, so please drive with caution. If you see anything else on the road that we should be reporting, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Oh, we got a note in here on a different subject. Somebody says, I'm sure everyone was quick to complain while the signal was a problem for news radio, but I bet not as many people have thanked. They had a typo. they typed. It's just kind of funny, but they're being sweet. Engineers for fixing the problem with the radio. And yeah, agreed. And thank them for us. We certainly appreciate that. It's like you don't see what the engineers do. You know, you don't see what the salespeople do. You don't see what the other, you know, you hear me and Jimmy and David, and you don't think about all the other people that it takes to make this work. And truly, like if the engineer doesn't take care of stuff, I mean, I have nothing to do. I can sit here and talk to a wall and you don't get to hear it, right? So I very much appreciate all the work that they do. Back to the Bay Center, the question is, what would you do? Cadillac Banks, who was there for a sort of unrelated request relating to the Jazz Fest, he says, look, I think that if we really do something special here, we could get big, big shows.
I'm with Michael 100%. I use that Bay Center. And I talked to a whole lot of promoters throughout the country that has really great big shows and try to convince them to come to Pensacola. But when they look at the facility, they'd rather go to the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans. They'd rather go to State Farm Arena in Atlanta, you know, because we don't have all the stuff that you actually require to have in a building to support these type of hard hitting. We could have Beyonce, we could have any of these major acts if we just do something with that Bay Center you know, that'll be able to draw these people in here. And if you can draw these people in, the Carrie Underwoods of the world, the county could make a whole lot of tax dollars off of that.
Jimmy, can we get Beyonce here at any venue size?
Absolutely not.
I think that's
not even a question.
That's probably not. But maybe Carrie Underwood. I mean, what are we competing with? Like the Wharf, right?
Yeah, the closest one, yeah.
You know, that's really, and then of course when Mobile gets theirs built, you know, we're going to be competing with that. And remember, it's the thing about a convention center or a big time event center, or whatever you want to call it, an athletic center, because it's kind of all of that, right? And, you know, with the ice plant, which is going to need to be replaced, you know, that's a pretty expensive thing. You've got a community amenity. You know, I think there's truth in saying it's not necessarily to think of it as a moneymaker. Okay, if it makes money, great. But it's a thing we get to have access to, right? You know, if we didn't have the Bay Center, we wouldn't have the Ice Flyers, for example, right? Okay, and having the Ice Flyers is a nice thing. And is that of value only to the people who go to the games? Well, sure, but I mean, you know, something like that doesn't just happen all on its own. It's like parks, right? Everybody likes to have parks. Who pays for the park? Do you charge an admission price for the park? An event center is, to some degree, like a park. It's a little bit different shape of a park. So it may well cost you money as a community, and it may well not just be something that is entirely self-sustaining as like a private endeavor would. Then you've got things such as, well, if you have events, then you have people coming. And if people are coming, then they're spending money at restaurants and in hotels. And then we take a slice of that for what's called the bed tax, which is the funding source that the Tourism Development Council gets to work with, right? That couple of bucks per every head in bed, as they call it. So if concerts go to the Wharf or they go to Mobile, then that's restaurant revenue, bar revenue, population that's not shopping downtown on Palafox during the day. You know, they're not putting money into the hotels. They're not putting money into the bed tax. And, you know, that's kind of how that works. There's not just a, you know, it's a lifestyle benefit. There's several different financial dimensions to it. But, you know, you're talking about a very significant cost. And how much is the sum total of whatever a convention space, activity, event, venue represents, how much is that really worth to us as a community? You know, how much tax money, compulsory ad valorem tax money on the one hand, or compulsory bed tax money on the other hand, is going to go to create this thing that we all wish we could have, but that costs a lot more than a pretty penny? That's the question. 722 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
As Christians, we make much of Jesus' efficacious death through crucifixion, and we make much of his resurrection from the grave, and we should. However, a major moment in the life of Christ that's often overlooked is his ascension. After all, Christ's ascension is his coronation, his exaltation, his enthronement. It signifies mission accomplished and job well done. At his ascension, Jesus is once again seated at the right hand of God the Father, and his enemies become his footstool. On the day that Jesus ascended, two promises were made. Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would come, and indeed he did, powerfully, in Acts chapter 2. Secondly, one of the angels promised that Jesus would return in the same way that he was received up into heaven. The ascension is important because it is a reminder that Jesus is coming again, and as Christians, we say with John the Revelator, "Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly."
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit gulfbreezenews.com online.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, well, who wants to live forever?
I don't mean to be the guy who muddies the waters with a kooky, weird idea that you won't be able to get out of your head, but Jimmy and I were talking in the break about, like, what, you know, and people ask the question, what about naming rights for the Bay Center? Which I think they had tried and maybe just didn't come up with anybody to do it. But so who is the most obvious local naming rights entity that you could think of for the Bay Center?
Well, so somebody said Navy Federal, and yeah. I gotta agree.
Navy Federal would be the one, right? Okay. So then you're talking about the Navy Federal Center. And then you're talking about, well, what if you build a new one? And then where would you build it? I do know a slice of land relatively close to Navy Federal where they have interstate access, booming population, the possibility of massive collateral development of, for example, you know, entertainment and food options. That little piece of land just to the west of Navy Federal. I don't know. Sometimes you think out loud, and maybe it's not always a good thing. Jimmy has got our traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
We are looking mostly green here in Pensacola this morning, despite some of that morning traffic. Coming in from Pace and Milton, you are good to go into Pensacola. Gulf Breeze and Highway 98 looking pretty clear into Pensacola as well. If you do see anything that we should be reporting on, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Now I can't get out of my head, like, the Navy Federal Convention Center and Arena on OLF 8. And I just can't get it out of my head. It's not... Go idea, go. You're not a good one. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Old Farmer McKay planting his seeds today.
Oh, my God, no. I'm sure there are all kinds of great reasons why this is a terrible plan. But, you know, sometimes you catch hold of an idea and then you just gotta sleep it off, basically.
It might have some potential, honestly. It's I've heard a lot worse ideas. The president of Columbia University facing criticism on Capitol Hill over anti-Semitism on campus. New York Republican Elise Stefanik claimed Columbia is not taking enough action against faculty members who spew anti-Israel rhetoric. I'm sorry. Columbia's president said the university has taken multiple steps since the October 7th attack against Israel. The Justice Department paying over $100 million to the victims of Larry Nassar. The Wall Street Journal says the department has agreed to make the payment as compensation for the FBI's mishandling of the investigation. And large-scale evacuations underway after multiple eruptions of a volcano in Indonesia. The first eruption at Mount Ruang was Tuesday night. There were four more eruptions yesterday that raised the volcano alert there to its highest level. The head of the Indonesian Disaster Agency says there's about 12,000 people right now in the risk area.
Oh, all right, David. Thanks so much for the update. 728 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Crawfish Festival, that is coming up Friday, April 26th. That's a week from tomorrow through Sunday, April 28th. Always a good time. Cordova Crawfish Company putting this on. And there's a kids activity area and all that in Seville Square. You can get more information at newsradio923.com. Bands on the Beach. So that is every Tuesday night. Now, next Tuesday, we're going to have Mass Confusion is going to be the performing artist for that. We also have Pensacola Navy Days coming up. This is kind of like a fleet week without so much of the fleet. The idea is to celebrate the Navy and some of the things that they mean to our area, which is a lot. May 17th, 18th, and 19th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday event to honor the valor of past and present military personnel at NAS Pensacola and surrounding, you know, Whiting, Corey, all of the folks who work here. It's Gallery Night, Navy Days Museum at the Gala. There's a 4K run walk, the parade. There's just all kinds of stuff that's going to be going on connected to that. And Dixon School of the Arts and Sciences is proud to announce Dixon Dub on Saturday, April 4th at the, that's May the 4th, by the, I think I said April, May the 4th, Star Wars Day at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach. Dixon Dub will feature teams competing in a lip sync battle to raise funds for this very cool school of arts and sciences. 729 on News Radio 92.3. If you are thinking about selling your home and you're trying to wonder, is now the right time? Is this a good buyer's, you know, a good seller's market? Can I get a good price for my home? Should I wait? Should I hold it? Are interest rates going to go up or down? How will that affect it? What's things doing in my slice of the market at my price point in my location? Hey, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they know the answer. Don't ask me. I'm a philosopher who talks on the radio for a living. Ask them. This is what they know, okay? They've got a massive collective experience and, you know, 175 homes sold last year, so they really know how to do this. They've got a whole system for selling that's, I mean, it's very specific, and that's why it produces the great results that it does. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Mike Wood with the Public Information Office of the Pensacola Police Department shows up next. We'll talk to him. David Wayne will have your local news coming up next, right after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Court's back in session today for former President Trump's criminal trial in New York, day three, with Wednesdays typically a day off.
Seven jurors have already been chosen to hear the case against former President Donald Trump as the quest to seat a total of 12 plus six alternates moves forward. Nearly 200 potential jurors have been brought in. All are asked if they can serve and be impartial. Those who say they can't are dismissed.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers blocked in the Arizona House a bill to repeal a near-total abortion ban passed in 1864.
The state Supreme Court upholding the ban last week. It remains on hold, but could take effect in June. Several GOP lawmakers have criticized it, but Republicans in the state House who hold a 31-29 majority have repeatedly blocked attempts to repeal it. Many say doing so feels rushed.
Fox's Kristen Goodman is a 30-30 tie vote, with one Republican joining Democrats in favor of considering a repeal. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, right now 71. It is another cloudy day here in Pensacola. Escambia County Sheriff's deputies say they're on the hunt for a man accused of shooting a man during a robbery this week. That happened on Tuesday morning at a home on North P Street. 20-year-old Patrick Farrell Jr. is wanted on charges of attempted homicide and also robbery. Investigators say Farrell called an acquaintance to ask for money when he was told no, drove to the home, stole the money, and shot the victim. The victim's injuries are not considered to be life-threatening. Congressman Matt Gaetz calling out the Air Force over an alarming number of F-35s they say aren't up to snuff right now.
Lockheed Martin built the F-35. Only 29% of them are fully operationally capable right now. We've all agreed that's failing. So now the question is, why is it failing? And this GAO report says the reason it's failing is because the fox is watching the hen house.
Yesterday, the Air Force Secretary admitted in testimony that less than a third of the F-35s built by Lockheed Martin are currently operationally capable. Gaetz accused the Pentagon of giving too much power to defense contractors. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves asking the city council to reallocate $100,000 of American Rescue Rescue Plan funds to pay an outside consultant who will provide a report detailing the maintenance needs at city-owned parks.
We're trying to get out of this habit of major maintenance problems have found me. I'd like to find them.
Reeves says they know the number is going to be big, but it would allow for more informed decisions on maintenance and renovations as they move forward. This all coming after the controversy that came out of the decision to tear down the Malcolm Young Gym, which Reeves blamed on years of neglect. Well, officials in Mobile County looking into a video that appeared to show a bunch of men dancing around gas pumps at a convenience store with firearms. This happened at a store near Mobile's Medal of Honor Park. Apparently, I'm having some problems with my audio. There we go.
Not necessarily illegal in and of itself, but it's certainly alarming. I mean, I can't imagine a family pulling in into the gas station and seeing something like that. It'd be horrifying.
It's Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. He talked with NBC 15 and says they're continuing to investigate the video. Apparently, several of the people have already been identified as reportedly having some type of gang affiliations. Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday signed a bill requiring schools to teach about the dangers and the evils of communism. He signed SB 1264 on the 63rd anniversary of the Bay of Pigs invasion. The governor said he won't allow students in Florida to live in ignorance or be indoctrinated by communists apologists in schools. And local lotto officials say a Defuniak Springs couple apparently tried to alter a scratch-off ticket in an attempt to win a $1 million jackpot. Investigators say 32-year-old Dakota Jones and Kira Enders altered a 500 times the cash scratch-off ticket that had been purchased in Defuniak Springs to make it look like a winner. The ticket was apparently crudely pieced together from two separate scratch-off tickets, then laminated to cover those alterations. The couple attempted to claim the prize at the Pensacola Lottery office. Jones is now charged with principal to grand theft and principal to alter a lottery ticket. Deputies are still looking for Enders. 735 at News Radio 92.3. Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives.
If you are on U.S. 29 and Tate School Road, there has been a vehicle crash with roadblock, multiple vehicles involved, and debris in the roadway. So please use caution when you're driving through that area. Other than that, we are just seeing our typical morning congestion coming in from Gulf Beach Highway into Pensacola, Gulf Breeze into Pensacola, and Pace and Milton into Pensacola on Highway 90. Just be driving carefully this morning. Other than that, we are good to go. If you see anything else on our on the roads, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have a beautiful but cloudy day today. Temperatures warming up near 80 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, staying warm. Temperatures near 66. For Friday, sunshine will return, warming up in the afternoon near 82 degrees for your high. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 65. On Saturday, beautiful weather continues with peaks of sunshine, high near 82. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 65. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 71 in Pensacola, 69 in Gulf Breeze, and 67 in Milton. Your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Alaska Airlines was forced to briefly ground all flights yesterday due to a technical issue. The airline said the decision was made out of an abundance of caution after it experienced a problem while performing an upgrade to the system that calculates weight and balance. The grounding started at 7:30 a.m. and was lifted an hour later. And more news from the skies. United Airlines has revealed it lost about $200 million due to the temporary grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes earlier this year. The carrier says without this loss, United would have reported a profit for the first quarter. The carrier is one of two U.S. airlines that operate with Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes, with the other being Alaska Airlines. Futures are slightly higher. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 45, the NASDAQ lost 181, and the S&P 500 down 29. That's your money now.
The celebration continues at Peakmore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings, like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations. From the VW ID.4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars. VW continues to deliver excitement today. So come to Peatmore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Morning, 7:40 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and Mike Wood is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He joins us every Thursday at this time. Hey, Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, and congratulations on the award. I saw Dave flying in last night when I was working at the airport and told him the same thing. That's a really big deal, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you. That's very, very kind of you. I appreciate it. That's kind of cool. You're working at the airport. You see our owner flying. That's the kind of time we have, right, where you bump into people all over the place. I love that. You've had a couple of events in the last week. One was a robbery at a Family Dollar. Is that right?
Yeah, the Family Dollar at 3812 North 9th Avenue, a male wearing a mask attacked the clerk as he was leaving with deposit bags. He was actually waiting by his car. So we're still looking for that individual, looking for information. So if you know of any information that we could use, please give us a call or call Crime Stoppers. And we also want to thank the Escambia County Sheriff's Office for assisting us that evening, which Sunday, overnight Sunday, with their canine unit. We appreciate that.
That's horrible. So he was leaving with the bank deposits. I guess the, you know, a larger operation would have a, you know, an armored truck or something show up and pick that up. But smaller operations, it's really common for that, right?
Yeah, it, you know, and we've had businesses call us before if they feel something's out of place or just as a routine to have an officer stand by while they go there. We've, you know, in the past, we've followed them to financial institutions to make deposits, and we can certainly do that for others. So instead of taking a chance like that, if you feel something's wrong, give us a call and we'll come stand by.
Man, well, I mean, I'm glad that service is available. I just wish it wasn't necessary, which, of course, is probably kind of everything about what you do, unfortunately. You guys also had an arson on Cervantes?
Yeah, that was the 2400 block of West Cervantes. Also overnight on Sunday, where an individual set a building on fire. And officers got there, did some investigative work very quickly, and were able to make an arrest on that. And a lot of times on arsons, you know, those type crimes, unless you are catching them in the act, are awful tough to investigate and to prosecute. But they were able to do it that night. So happy to say that.
Did we catch a motive out of this, or do we know anything like that?
I'm not aware of the motive.
Okay.
No, I'm not sure on that.
Okay. All right. One of the things I'm kind of asking sort of all the law enforcement officers, because we talked about it so much when it was in the discussion phase and the development phase, was the rule now signed into law by Governor DeSantis, the keep your distance rule. The 25-foot rule started off as 10, but the end point they landed on was a late change to make it 25 feet away from an officer or a first responder. That would include like your EMS and folks, anybody who's engaging in a you know, like a life-saving or criminal-related incident. If they tell you to stand back, 25 feet's the distance. Are you happy about this?
Very happy. We need room to do our job. So does the fire department. So does EMS. Because there's life-saving things going on at that point in time, and taking our attention away from the patient or the suspect could cause problems for us and them both. So we're glad to see that from 14 to 25. We're just glad to have the law there. The governor's been very, very good to first responders, and we appreciate that that being signed.
Have you, I mean, you've been law enforcement officer for at least a couple of weeks now. Have you have you ever been in a situation where the crowd was too close or where people were too close and it was, I don't know, I'm just curious how that affected the incident.
Absolutely. And I'll go a step further. I don't know of a law enforcement officer that's been doing it for any amount of time that can say that they have not. Anytime you're dealing with an arrest out in the public, especially, you know, in a park or in a highly populated area, there's going to be a crowd that forms. It's human nature to go look and see what's going on. But then there's people that are kin to that individual you're trying to arrest or that know him and that are, you know, they're out with their phones and they're filming and that sort of thing. And we certainly don't mind that. We're filming it ourselves. That does not bother us. But what does bother us and hinder us is when you get too close and now we have to take our attention off of them and put it on you. So we're glad to see this, and we hope people, you know, treat us kind of in situations like that like rattlesnakes. Don't get too close because they'll strike. And when we strike, it can come with jail or a hefty fine. So, stay back and let the first responders do their jobs.
And again, just because I know people have this question, if the officer is struggling or losing the fight or asking you for help or the EMS or whomever, this is not a you cannot help law. This is a if they tell you to stay back, you have to stay back. But you want the help if people are able to give it and it's necessary, right?
Yeah. We're clearly able to distinguish the difference between someone who's trying to interfere and someone who's trying to help. They will make it known they're trying to help. I don't believe that's ever going to be an issue. It's very clear what they're trying to do if they're trying to help us, especially when we've asked them to do so.
Very good. Two other quick things I want to ask you about, but let's take a quick break and get traffic on the fives from Jimmy. Jimmy?
If you are on U.S. 29 and Tate School Road in Cantonment, please use caution. There was a vehicle crash with a roadblock, debris in the roadway, so please drive carefully. Other than that, we are just seeing our morning traffic coming into Pensacola, so be expecting some delays. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. I do want to ask you, I know this is not your case, but it made me think of the police. I don't know if you've heard the story we've been talking about this morning where some not the brightest criminals, maybe, decided to try to fabricate a lottery ticket. And they did it apparently by piecing together pieces of two other lottery tickets. I figured like two people were watching the returns come in and one's like, I got three. And the other one's like, I got three. Together we got six. And all I can think of is it probably came into the lottery department laminated looking like a ransom note that somebody cut up out of magazine clippings or something.
Yes.
Would you all be able to figure out that this wasn't authentic?
I don't think it would take a genius to figure that out. I would like to be in the room when they come up with the idea. You know, who started it? How did you come up with that? And listen to that conversation. That in itself would be very entertaining.
Can I surmise or maybe just sort of conjecture that there might have been some billowing smoke in that room at the time when they thought this was a great idea at 2 a.m.? Just a thought, maybe. All right.
Well, I would hope so. I hope nobody's just that dumb naturally.
Well, yeah, I know. Could go. But then again, you've known some people, and let's just say that every once in a while we do discover the criminal who may not be the exactly the Rhodes Scholar, let's just say. Let's put it that way. Last question for you. I always like to end with a did you know or why did they do that, you know, or is it even a cop myth? Do you have one for me this week?
Yeah, this is about a subject that all Floridians and probably other states too, no doubt, will appreciate, or hopefully they already know about it, but it's Statute 316-155, which has to do with that stick on the left side of your steering wheel called a turn signal. And you have to use that, you know, you have to use that thing. Any vehicle that's turning right or left or changing lanes must use the turn signal or in an intersection for at least 100 feet prior to turning or changing lanes. Now, visually speaking, 100 feet is about the length of six cars lined up bumper to bumper, if that helps you. But because if you start to use that turn signal after you've applied the brakes, it's too late. You've got to do it before that. So, and people are wondering, well, do I have to use it when there's nobody around? Well, use it when there's nobody around, because how do you know? It may be a pedestrian that sees it, and it might not be a vehicle anywhere close, but it could be something a pedestrian needs to know about. So the answer to that question is, if there's nobody around, just use it. Turn signals make people happy when they see them, and you know, make the world a happier place, and just use that stick on the left side of your steering wheel. Comes standard on every vehicle.
Now, but Mike, if I use my turn signal, then they'll know what I'm about to do, and I can't have that.
Yes, but it helps The car crashes will go down, and the gestures from other people will go down, and it's just going to make our world a happier place if everybody used their turn signal. Thank goodness that brake lights are automatic, because if it was up to people to use brake lights, then we would really be in trouble. So if only we could figure out how to make the turn signals automatic, it would be nice. But to answer the lost people, I've heard it before. Do I have to use them when there's nobody around? It just use it. It's the right thing to do.
And the law is, yes, just like, you know, you got to obey a red light when nobody else is around. You got to obey the speed limit when nobody else is around. You got to, I mean, you know, yeah, exactly right. And I will say this just as a sort of a public safety announcement, what a lot of people may not realize, and my wife is always quick to suggest this to other drivers, is whenever you're getting your, like, oil change and your tires rotated and the pressure checked and the belts and the timing, all that, just make sure they go ahead and fill up the blinker fluid too, because apparently a lot of people around here, they've let that run dry, and it's a real challenge, right?
Yeah, you can catch that stuff on sale in the summer months.
Mike, there's going to be somebody like, where do I buy blinker fluid? I didn't even know I needed to check that. All right, Mike Wood, he's our public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, sir, thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping us safe. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
750 on blinker fluid. 750 on News Radio 92.3 Informative. Well, you know, apparently a lot of people are out of there, so fine. Hey, if you're 64 turning 65 or you're retiring and you're going to make that conversion over onto Medicare, I get it. You've been doing health insurance one way your whole entire life, and then all of a sudden it's a whole different system, right? And what does it mean for you? What about prescription drugs? What about Advantage? What about Medicaid? Does that apply to you? What about supplement? What are these words? I don't understand it. Okay. It's actually very easy, but you don't want me to explain it to you. You want my friend Ricky Stewart to explain it to you, because she has done it for many other listeners just like you who have questions. And it's very simple, but, you know, people are calling you and they're sending you letters, and it can be stressful, and it shouldn't have to be. It's actually a very easy thing. Just give her a call, 341-2185, or look her up online, Ricky Stewart Insurance.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KellyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Pensacola Habitat for Humanity invites all executives and business leaders to join Executive Build 2024. Be a part of a unique construction build site experience while empowering your business and investing in our local community. This is your chance to show compassion and support within your community or organization. Roll up your sleeves with other Escambia and Santa Rosa County leaders for Pensacola Habitat for Humanity Executive Build on April 26th. Reserve your spot. See PensacolaHabitat.org/ExecBuild for more information.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare information guide absolutely free. Call 800-919-3200. That's 800-919-3200. 800-919-3200.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So, what's your name?
Fletch.
Full name?
Fletch, F. Fletch.
I see. And what do you do for a living, Mr. Fletch?
I'm a shepherd.
That's about gas prices. They've been going up over the last month, 20 cents a gallon. Is the president considering any new actions, like releasing more oil from the strategic storage reserve?
I don't have any new actions to read out. I will note that gas prices remain well below their peak back in 2022. I think that's important. And the average gas price right now is cheaper than this time last year. And that's because of what this president has been doing over the last 3 years, including the SPR.
So you remember how I used to beat you about the head and chest area with a baseball bat, and now I'm only beating you about the head and chest area with a rolling pin? Why don't you be grateful? Can you not just recognize that things are better? I mean, it used to be completely outrageous, and now it's just like mostly outrageous. Good Lord. this is an unbelievable answer. This really is. And, you know, look, there's truth in the answer. It peaked at $5 a gallon at nationwide average in June of 22. And it is currently just a little bit lower than what it has been, you know, in the interim recently. But raise your hand if you remember $2 a gallon gas. Anybody who was paying attention over the last 6 years can remember before the current president, you know, the previous president, when it was $2 a gallon gas, remember? $1.80, $1.70. Back and forth kind of in that vicinity. Do you remember? It was not that long ago. This is a very unpersuasive way to make the case that everything is going swimmingly when it is not going swimmingly and we are all paying still outrageously high energy prices. And because this president, you know, this is one of those areas where I agree with President Trump. The criticism is that this president hates energy. Just doesn't believe in energy and has only taken actions sort of recently out of necessity in election year to try to stave off what would be a disaster for him come the election if gas prices continue to go up, which of course means everything else is higher because energy prices and transportation are so closely connected and the price of everything at the store depends on the price of things at the pump. 7:56 on News Radio 92.3. So you be grateful, peasants. It could be so much worse. It could be Europe. Yeah, we don't live there. It could be so much worse. It could be 2022. Yeah. Who made that happen, by the way? Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you were on US 29 and Tate School Road in Cantonment, please drive with caution. There was a vehicle crash earlier with a roadblock and debris in the roadway. And if you're heading into Pensacola on Gulf Beach Highway, US 98 from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, or Highway 90 from Pacer Milton, we are seeing a lot of that morning traffic, so expect some delays and drive with caution. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
I just can't. This is such an amazing response. It is still below the super most screwed up thing we ever did. This is like the argument that Biden keeps making about how he's cut the deficit. Yeah, because the deficit was, you know, massive. And what they did previously, what he did previously. You know, the fact that you put something completely out of whack and set a benchmark that is unacceptable, and, well, we're doing better than that. You know, remember that time I mowed the roses doing the lawn? Well, this time I only mowed, like, you know, 8 of the roses. Stop being so upset. It's an amazing line of reasoning. My current level of incompetence is significantly better than my greatest level of incompetence in the last 2 years. Why don't you, you misspelled thank you. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, I've now got a new a new argument when I go in for my job review. The UN.
I'm clearly doing better than the worst thing right. I ever did. So why don't you just be more grateful?
The UN Security Council is scheduled to vote Friday on a Palestinian request for full UN membership. The 15-member council will vote on a draft resolution, which will recommend that the state of Palestine be admitted to the General Assembly. The council resolution would need 9 votes to pass and no vetoes by the U.S., Russia, China, France, or Britain. The FBI says they're concerned about threats to Jewish communities in the U.S. as Passover approaches. FBI Director Christopher Wray spoke at an event Wednesday that was hosted by a Jewish nonprofit safety and training organization. Ray told the group of security officials the FBI is looking for lone actors that could target high-profile or religious locations. Passover begins Monday at sunset.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, another quick update is Yuri Berliner, the longtime business desk editor at NPR that raised the stink about bias at NPR and how he feels like they've abandoned their core mission of being good journalists. And then he got put on unpaid suspension for 5 days. That was their way of apologizing. He's now quit, which sort of seems like the natural trajectory of this story, but it is a sad day for NPR.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.